Hey there, listeners. Welcome back to Sound and Silence, a podcast giving voice to sound and the somewhat silence in between. As always, I'm your host, Sean Penalver, and with us today is...
Ryan McGee.
Ryan, what is your experience with sound?
I enjoy making sounds listening to sounds.
Heck yeah, man. Just that resonation of just both... other people creating stuff, and then you creating your own stuff.
Yeah, it's a whole world, man.
Oh, what is your experience with music?
With music? Yeah, I studied music for a long time. I started out playing piano, like taking piano lessons as a kid, and then all through middle school and high school, I played trombone. And I actually went to a performing arts high school where I studied, like, jazz trombone.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, and I don't really play trombone anymore, but, dang. Like, I enjoy, like, that is, like, a big foundation for, like, everything that I do now, like, the ways that I think about music.
Yeah.
And, during that time, like, in middle school, I started playing bass, and I played in, like, a church band for several years. And then started doing, like, the sound mixing and stuff for that church, too.
Legit.
But, they never paid me, so I kind of stopped.
Oh, I hear that about churches all the time. With
but, yeah, it was that was a lot of fun and a good experience. And, so now I do have sort of a band with my friend Luke Heronin. We have a band called Spacer. We got a bunch of songs, but, yeah, we haven't been playing live so much, but yeah, we're trying to get that together.
Is that online or anything?
Yeah, it's on. There's some stuff online, some older stuff. We have, yeah.
Oh, dope. I gotta listen to that, and we'll link it on the podcast as well. What does sound mean to you?
I think sound is like... it, like, lets you know that something exists, like sound doesn't come from nowhere, like something is always making sound, and like everything is like vibrating or whatever, and sound is just like another like form of that, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, that's a interesting concept to think about it, just like,
and so
literally anything would make sound, because it has movement or vibrations or anything. Wow.
And it's like, you know, just like you can see like ripples in an ocean or whatever, it's like the same thing of like sound is just like vibrating from something else.
Yeah.
And
what does music mean to you?
Music is like everything to me. Like, it took me a long time to kind of realize it, I guess, but it's... for me, it's always been like a comforting thing, because as a kid, I like moved around a lot. Like, my dad was in the army, and so like we moved around, and I just remember always, you know, just being in the car, road trips and planes and all that kind of stuff. And like, when even I was a kid, I was just like, I would just take CDs from my dad's collection or whatever, and like, you know, just find something, listen to it, and for forever, like, I didn't realize I was doing it, but, like, I would be, like, analyzing the music and, like, just always, like, trying to figure out, like, what's making these sounds.
Yeah.
And that's, like, yeah, I've only recently realized that I've been doing this, like, my whole life, but, like, that's kind of, like, my favorite thing to do is, like, because I love hearing stuff where it's, like, I don't know what's making those sounds. Or, like, I don't know how they're doing that. Like, that's,
it's always fascinating. And then, like, just the sounds that synths can create, you know, like these spatially futuristic sounds that like no other instrument could ever make.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like that. Yeah. There's this one point I remember, like when I was a kid, like my brother, my dad had like a little record collection, and we found a Herbie Hancock, Headhunters.
Yeah.
And the song, like as a kid, like hearing that and just like the first few bars where you hear the synth bass, and I was just like, what?
Yes!
Like, I didn't say this as a kid, but I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
Like, this is fucking amazing.
It's life-changing.
Yeah, and I was just like, I just remember, like, dancing around the room, like, to that whole, it's like, I 10 minutes, however long it is, but yeah, it's just like, Yeah, where you hear sounds and it's just like that is unbelievable.
Yeah, it literally moves you. It literally resonates, you know, and that's what I would call like feeling the funk.
Yeah,
like, literally feeling reality like pass through your body.
Yeah.
He's coming soon to Houston again.
Oh shit!
He comes through like every year, but it's like tickets are like $75 usually.
Yeah,
right. It's like I really want to see him. What do you hear right now?
Hear the hum. There's always like a little bit of hum, like electrical buzzing or whatever.
Especially when you have electric gear.
Yeah, yeah. Just like you think everything's off, but like you still, like you think everything, yeah, but there's still like a little bit there.
Make a sound.
Wow.
Make sounds.
Beep boop beep boop.
Make a sound that you believe only you could produce. Make a cool sound. Make a not cool sound. Sing a note.
La.
Sing a high pitch note.
La.
And a low pitch.
La.
Sing what you think is a B flat.
B flat.
Sing a number of notes.
Do 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 do. Doobie-doo, boo-doo.
Improvise a lyricless song.
Ba-ba-ba-boo, ba-boo, boo-ba-doo-boo, ba-do, ba-boo-da-boo.
Name something that makes a sound.
Ducks.
Make that sound.
Quack, 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 quack.
What is a sound that you enjoy?
I like squishy sounds.
Yeah?
Like... like if you take a spoon and you slap like a bowl of... like the top of like a bowl of oatmeal, just that
yeah.
Splat.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. What is the sound that bothers you?
I don't like babies crying.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, at the...
I don't like the sound of anybody crying. It's like a... Yeah, I don't like that.
It brings you down.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bummer. Like, oh, no. Because it's like... Cause you know that something is wrong. And
yeah,
so it's like, oh, what
it's
what
like
can
you
I
want,
do?
You
like,
want to stop it, but
yeah.
Also it's like that's, you know, that's
it's
them
natural.
Letting you know. Like, yeah, they're supposed to let it out, but it's just like, stop.
At the Manil, when babies are crying or, like, screaming, it's like... Usually people are like, shh, but I'm like, just let it out. Like, let it happen, you know, like... The art wants to hear it, you know? They don't hear these sounds every day. Drum on something. Can you beatbox, which you did?
A little bit.
Give us a... Oh, shit!
Terrible.
Imitate flatulence.
I can't do it like that.
Make an animal call.
Caw, caw.
Manipulate your voice.
This is how I talk like when I want to sound like an old man. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm talking about.
mimic someone without revealing who it is. Either someone you know or a celebrity.
Gee, I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm doing, man.
I can relate. Name an instrument.
The melodica.
Become that instrument. That's pretty good. All right, so now we're going to sit in silence for 1 minute. What did you hear and experience?
Again, you just hear like the air. Air makes a sound.
Yeah.
And then just kind of like my mind wandering.
Yeah. Can you name an onomatopoeia? Or a word that describes a sound?
Yeah, let me see. Kerplop.
All right, clap. Snap. Whistle. Stomp. Is there a significant sound that you can remember from the past?
I talked about that one song, but I'm going to talk about something else. I like the sound of, like, putting cassettes, like, into a tape recorder.
Oh, man, like...
like, that little click, click, clacky... Yeah, yeah, that's...
Dude, I know exactly what you mean, and, like, today's generation will never...
Yeah, yeah, because, yeah, that was another big thing that me and my brother and I used to do is, you know, taping songs off the radio, whatever. My brother made, like, a whole bunch of, like hip-hop mixtapes or whatever, just, like, recording stuff. Because we weren't allowed to buy, like, rap CDs. Uh-huh. But, yeah, he had tons of them, and, you know, I did a little bit, too. But, yeah, just, yeah, cassette tapes were a godsend.
I saw this machine the other day where it was, like, one of those, like, fix-it channels where this guy, like, you know, takes old gear and he fixes it. But it was basically, like, a cassette tape thing where you could put, like, 8 cassettes on top of each other. Mm-hmm. And when one was done... it would, like, put it into the shifter, nice. And it would, like, turn it upside down to where it would rotate it to the B-side, you know?
Oh,
and then it would
nice.
Just, like, you know, so you could, like, continue, like, hours of just, like, playlists, you know, with this, like,
that
machine.
That is cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Never heard of anything like it when I was a kid, but I saw that and I was like, wow, where were these? Why were they popular? They were probably super expensive.
It seems so complicated, but that's, like, a really cool thing.
Yeah. I'll send it to you when we're done. Hum the first song that you can think of. What song is that?
That's Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
That's a classic. Can you remember the first song that stood out to you?
The first song that stood out. I remember maybe Rhapsody in Blue. Like, I don't remember. Ooh. I must have been a kid when I heard that, but, like, I don't. I just remember just being, like, you know, not really impressed by classical music, but I was like, that, I like this. This is cool.
Oh, man. Yeah, my first experience with that was Fantasia 2000.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, both seeing, hearing that and seeing it animated was just like.
Yeah, that thing is nuts.
And he did that in 2 weeks. He composed that piece. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Wow.
Gershwin. What is a sound that you think of a lot?
I guess bass.
Yeah.
Like bass sounds. Like, yeah, because that's one of the first things that I remember about songs, I guess, is like bass lines.
Yeah. A lot of people don't, you know, they like kind of feel it, but it blends in with the, what is the word? The not basses.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know?
What sound do you think you hear the most?
Probably my own thoughts.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
A lot of thoughts.
Is there a jingle or a song that gets stuck in your head a lot?
I'm trying to think of one. I know there's one that has stuck with me for a long time. It was this commercial for Jack in the Box where they had like a boy band. And they had like this whole production that was like a music video, and I just remember it was like, I just remember, baby, you know it's hot and juicy, and Jack won't make it till you order it. And when I say meat, you say cheese, meat, cheese, meat, cheese. Yeah.
I'll have to Google that when I get home. What is an album that you really enjoy?
Man, I'll say probably J Dilla Donuts.
Oh yeah,
that's a favorite of mine.
What was the first album you owned or bought?
MC Hammer's Greatest Hits.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like second grade, and I think my parents bought it for me. I just remember seeing it in my house at one time, and I knew, for some reason, I knew it was for me. And so I just took it.
And here you are today.
Yeah, that made me who I am.
Any specific sounds that you would like to make?
Sure.
Oh, here comes a, like, sound.
Is it on? I don't know if it's on. Ooh.
Hell yeah, brother. Oh man, that's so cool. Are there any sounds that you wish to say?
Yeah. You gotta take care of yourself, your mental health. And you gotta pay attention to your thoughts, but also remember that they're just thoughts, and they're not always real.
Yeah.
Like you have thoughts that it's like, don't, you can think about it or you can not think about it.
You can psych yourself out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you have all these thoughts, but you don't have to keep them all. You can take them and just let them go.
Yeah, and move on like a river, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just let them flow. What sound related question would you ask the next guest?
what sound would make you shit your pants?
That's a good one. Your pants. And Alessia Dieringer and Beth Ann ask you, what do you think squirrels sound like when they're snoring? And also, if a tree falls in the forest and someone does hear it, what would it sound like?
Oh shit, a tree!
Alright, you got any plugs before we go? Where can people find you, listen to you, support you?
Yeah, I've mostly just been doing stuff on my Instagram. That's at I'm Ryan McGee. That's IMRYANMCGHEE. And, yeah, I do stuff on there now, I guess.
Yeah. Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
If I remember, I just gotta remember what the thing is. Yeah. I guess this is a Cash App. It's, yeah, C. Ryan McGee. Yeah, $ CRYANMCGHEE. Give me money, please.
Yeah, y'all heard him. Give him money. All right, Ryan. Well, thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and thank y'all for listening. Take care.
Ryan McGee. Wow. Beep, boop. Beep, boop. La.
La.
D flat. Do, 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 do. Do, be, do, boo, do. Ba, 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 boo. Ba, boo. Boo-boo-doo-boo. Bwado. Bwabo-da-boo. Quack, 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 quack.
I just don't know, man. I don't know what I'm doing, man.
Plop.
Oh, gee, I don't know. I just don't know, man. I don't know what I'm doing, man. The car! I just don't know, man. I don't know what I'm doing, man. The car.
tree.
Ba 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 boo. Ba boo. Doo 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 boo. Wow. Ba boo ba boo. Wow. Ba 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 boo.
Beep.
Ba boo. Doo 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 boo.
Beep.
Wow. Ba boo ba boo.
Beep.
Beep. Ba 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 boo.
Beep.
Ba boo. Doo 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 boo.
Beep.
Wow. Ba boo ba boo.
Beep.
Beep. Ba ba boo,
beep,
ba boo, doo 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 boo,
beep,
wow,
beep,
beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep.
Ryan McGee.
Love, 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 love.